Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the third parak of Masech Sanhedrin, and we are up to parak Gimel, Mishnah Ches. Kol zman shemevi raya, so ser sadin. So long as you could bring a raya, you could still undo the din. You can the court could undo the verdict that they had done. Amru lo, but if the dayanim said kol raya sheish chavei mikan al shoshim yom, you have 30 days to bring in whatever rayas he can. Matzah b'toch shoshim yom so ser. So if he's able to bring in more rayas within 30 days, then it's so ser. Whatever he, when if he misses the deadline, so then it's too late. So Amar Rav Shmuel Gamliel says, why is that fair? If he has compelling evidence, why does it matter that he found it on day 31? If it's compelling evidence, it overturns the case, right? You have these guys on death row for 20 years or something, and then DNA evidence, and it shows that there's that they weren't the guilty party. So you have to undo it. So Amar Rav Shmuel said back to him. I'm sorry. Now, Amru lo, the Dayanim said to the Baldin, "Havei Eidim, bring witnesses." Va'amar Einli Eidim. He says, "I don't have any." Amru Havei Raya. He said, "Bring a Raya." Va'amar Einli Raya. I don't have a Raya. Lachas man Havei Raya Matz Eidim. And then later on, he brings a Raya or he finds Eidim. Hareza Inoklum. He said he has no Eidim. He has no Raya. So we assume that he just hired these people to be his Eidim and that it's not acceptable. Amru Shemuel Liel says, "Amru Shemuel Mayas is a Shlo Yadei Sheish Lo Eidim Matz Eidim Lo Yadei Sheish Raya Matz Raya." What do you want a guy to do if he thought he had no Edom or he thought he had no Raya, but it turned out that he did? Amar lo, if they said to him, Havei Edom, Amar Ein Li Edom, Havei Raya, Amar Vamar Ein Li Raya, if the guy says, I don't have any Edom, I don't have any Raya, Rosh HaMashchayev B'din, and he saw he was about to lose the case, Vamar Kirvu Ploni Ploni V'yaduni, and then he says, oh, let so-and-so come and be made for me. Osha Hutzi Raya Mitoch HaPundasa, or all of a sudden he pulls a Raya out of his back pocket, Hareza Eino Klov. That is worthless, because he, whatever witnesses or whatever raya he had the whole time, they were right there, and yet he still denied having any witnesses or any raya. So we assume that he doesn't really have witnesses or raya. Now we move on to Perek Dalid Mishnah Aleph. Echad din imam sechad din fashos b'drisha v'chakira. Both din imam and din fashos, you need to do a drisha v'chakira of the witnesses. Shenemar mishpat echad yelachem. That both by din imam and din fashos, they have the same basic levels of integrity that are required. Ma bein dina mamas and dina fashos, what are the nafkaminas between dina mamas and dina fashos? So there are a bunch. We're going to highlight, eight nafkaminas or something like that. So nafkamina number one, dina mamas b'shosha, dina fashos b'asim b'shosha, the number of judges, 3 versus 23. Number two, dina mamas poskim bein l'schus bein l'chova. In dina mamas, the initial argument could be in either direction, whereas in dina fashos, and din nefashos, we always start with a argument to be mezaka the guy. Number three, dina mamnus matan al pi echad bein l'schus bein l'chova. In dina mamnus, it's a majority that wins the case, even if it's only a one-person majority. Dina nefashos matan al pi echad l'schus al pi shnayim l'chova. But by dina nefashos, a one-person majority can win the case to acquit, but not to convict. You need a two-person majority, like we saw in the first parak. And number four, dina mamnus maximum bein l'schus bein l'chova will reverse a dina mamnus a verdict in either direction. We're only going to overturn a conviction in Dina and Fashos. We're not going to overturn an acquittal. Number five, Dina Mamnus HaKol Melamden Zuchos V'Chova. When it comes to Dina Mamnus, anyone can come to be Melamed Zuchos V'Chova. Dina Fashos HaKol Melamden Zuchos V'Chol Melamden V'Chova. Dina Fashos, anyone can come try to help the defendant, but not anyone can come and be Mechai of him. Number six, Dina Mamnus HaMelamed Chov Melamed Zuchos HaMelamed Zuchos HaMelamed V'Chova. Even the same person who argued in one direction can then argue in the other direction. But by Dina Nefashos, only someone who was Melamed Chova can then switch his vote to be Melamed Zuchus, but not in the opposite direction. He cannot be more harsh. And then number seven, Dina Mamadis done by Yom V'Gomer Laila. Dina Mamadis case begins during the day and we conclude it at night. Dina Nefashos done by Yom V'Gomer by Yom. Dina Nefashos has to be concluded during the daytime. And finally, we can conclude a Dina Mamanis case on that very same day in either direction. But by Dina Nefashos, we can never convict the guy on that very same day. We always have to sleep on it. We always have to wait till the next day. And that's why we don't have Dina Nefashos cases on Erev Shabbos and Erev Yom Tov, because if he's found guilty, so we have to wait till the next day, and you can't sentence the guy on a Shabbos or a Yom Tov, because you're supposed to actually convict, execute on the day that you sentence the person. Okay, so to review what we learned today, in the last Mishnah of Perches, we said that what happens if they tell the guy, okay, bring all the rayas that you can, and they give him a deadline. So machlokas, whether if he misses the deadline, he could bring any rayas. Similarly, if he says he doesn't have any rayas or edim, so machlokas, whether he still has the option to later bring rayas or edim. But if it's edim or rayas that technically he could have had the whole time, then we for sure don't accept it. And then in Perek Dalin Mishnah Aleph, we listed 8 differences between Dini Mamres and Dini Nefashos, with the basic theme being that by Dina Nefashos, we try really hard to help acquit the guy and not to convict the fellow. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Perek Dalid Mishnah Beis.